Okay, guys. Welcome back to True Threats Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Before the break, I was asking Mr. Mullins to relate, how he feels about what's going on with this current administration. We've had some monkeys in the White House before. You know, we could cite Nixon, Johnson. I would even argue that FDR is probably the worst among them until Bush came along. But in any case, you know, we've had some messes, some scandals, major ones. We've had, you know, the Watergate affair and so forth. We had the Iran-Contra scandal of the 80s. BCCI fraud, but would you say, what would you say, Mr. Mullins, does this one take the cake?
Well, the Federal Reserve Act was passed by Congress in 1913 after Jacob Schiff and the National City Bank had put up money to run Woodrow Wilson for president for the sole purpose of signing the Federal Reserve Act into law. And, of course, as soon as they did that, they started World War One, and Wilson's protege was Franklin D. Roosevelt. So his protege was all set to start World War Two. It was the same people, same actors, and everything.
Right. And so it's been the same family names all through the decades that popping up.
And they changed in World War Two, the U.S. government changed the name of the War Department to the Defense Department because they determined they were not engaged in wars anymore. They simply defend the United States.
Oh, yeah, it makes for better propaganda.
Oh, yes. It makes, sounds much better.
Yeah, makes it more acceptable to the public. Unbelievable. But in reality, of course, it should be called the Department of Offense because that's all they ever do. You know, we've been engaged.
And the first Secretary of Defense, they murdered him because he wouldn't turn over all of our armed forces operations to the State of Israel. So they pushed him out the window, and he supposedly committed suicide.
Who's that committed suicide?
That was the first Secretary of Defense. He was murdered at Wright.
I don't think I'm familiar with that story. Who was this now?
Oh, I can't think of his name at the moment. It's a very well-known name. And he was a partner of Dylan Reed in New York City. But that name just slips me at the moment.
What era was this? Who was this under?
He was under Roosevelt. He was appointed Secretary of Defense by Roosevelt.
Well, I know the Secretary of War was Stimson. You're not talking about
that. Oh, yeah, that was Henry Stimson. I was during World War II. And he was succeeded by this man. He had an Irish name, and I can't think of it to say my life.
Oh, okay. I'm not familiar with who that is. I didn't think it would be Stimson because Stimson, they
Stimson's
loved him.
Oh, no, Stimson's a long calling.
He was a yes man. They wouldn't have bumped him off, made it look like a suicide.
Oh, yeah, he was part of the conspiracy.
Oh, sure. In fact, he was a skull and boneser. He was very instrumental in getting the Japanese to attack Pearl Harbor. You know, he suggested, in fact, that they force them into a position where they'll be forced to make the first strike. So he was all for that. They loved him. They only want to murder those that don't play the ball game by their rules and actually want to do something to help the general public. That's not to be tolerated. As long as they, you know, stiff the public, then they're okay. They can stay in power.
Murder is a standard weapon of their repertoire.
Yeah. And, of course, this... I guess we've got to go to a short break, guys. Stick with us. We'll pick up with this as soon as we get back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So, what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So, what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down, it's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Eustace Mullins on as the guest. I guess somebody had called in, Eustace, with the name Forrestal. Was that him?
James Forrestal, yes. He was the first Secretary of Defense and was appointed by Roosevelt. And then he began to object to our sending our entire military structure to help Israel. And so they immediately circulated the story that he's losing his mind and that he was suicidal, and they took him to the Bethesda Naval Hospital in Washington and put him in a room on the 25th floor, and in case he wanted to go anywhere, they left a window open for him. So he went out the window.
My. You know, that one escaped me. I didn't know that. They knocked him off. Wasn't a ball player, huh?
Oh, yes. And his son, James Forrestal Jr., spent the rest of his life trying to show, to tell people that they had murdered his father. But he never got very far.
So, I mean, you think it was solely over that issue? He wasn't supporting Israel?
Oh, yes. That was the whole crux of the thing, because Israel was fighting a war for independence and needs all the military supplies it could get. And
right.
So Forrestal, as the Secretary of Defense, objected to sending all of our military supplies to Israel.
My. Well, there you go, guys. Even back then, the influence was pretty overwhelming.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, hey, many politicians worth their weight in gold in this country's history have stated that, you know, since the creation of the State of Israel, that it's, you know, career suicide, or in some cases, literal suicide. If you don't go along with what Israel wants, you wind up dead.
Well, you know, when Fred Thompson announced his candidacy for the presidency, he did it by saying, I will immediately attack Iran, which is what Israel wants to, us to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got himself off to a good start in his campaign for the presidency by pledging to attack Iran immediately. And he said, I'm doing this to help Israel. So he didn't leave anybody in doubts as to what his purpose was.
Unreal. And, you know, they don't want us to be bored or to catch on too quickly to what's going on. So they throw a little variety in. They don't suicide everybody. Some of them, they just have their planes crash conveniently. They like to go back and forth, though, between those two, don't they?
Oh, yes.
Plane crash, suicide. Plane crash, suicide. I you know, it's just too obvious what's going on. This is just unbelievable.
Well, they're becoming more and more blatant in their program, you know. Attack Iran and attack Saudi Arabia and attack all the Middle Eastern countries that have oil.
Yeah, sure, sure. Conveniently, all these terror networks happen to be located in countries with the bulk of the world's oil supply. You know, just before you came on, I had a caller that brought out that the base where the plane flew, you know, the last week there that had those nukes on it. I don't know if you're aware, but, you know, there's been conflicting reports. Some say that there were six and that they were all accounted for. Other reports say five and they were all accounted for. Obviously, there's something wrong with, you know, there's a discrepancy in the numbers. And those who have been coming out and saying the discrepancy exists because the plane did have six and not all were accounted for. One was missing. And now it turns out six people have died in just the past week now from that base where the plane landed. And, you know, they're saying that this is either accidents or whatever. I don't know if suicide has been thrown in the mix as one of the reasons, but this seems to be a familiar pattern here. You know, it looks to me like maybe they were hoping on having that nuke turn up supposedly in the hands of Iranians, or maybe actually set the thing off and say Iranians had stole it, and you know, to come up with a pretext for the war.
You know, the interesting thing about our attacking Iran is that regardless of how necessary it is to do it, the fact is we don't have any soldiers or any money to attack Iran with.
Yeah, isn't that
and
the truth?
That's why it sounded so strange that Fred Thompson would immediately attack Iran, because I told a friend of mine that Fred Thompson doesn't have any army.
Well, you know, if they did stage some kind of attack and frame Iran, you know, for it, they would, of course, introduce the draft. They've already got several bills before Congress for that very purpose.
Oh, so, they're perfectly willing to have a draft.
Yeah, unfortunately, that would take care of their problem. Yeah. But at the same time, I think it would arouse a lot more people to wake up to what's going on here and resist them. So I don't know how well that would actually go for them.
Well, they should be waking up, because the morning Washington Post, in emphasizing the fact that conditions were improving in Iraq, noted that they'd begun to distribute the Iraq oil revenues. So that shows everything was getting in shape.
Yeah. You know, it's high time the American people do wake up. I mean, you know, how long do they have to be abused and used and, you know, have dirt kicked in their face before they finally realize? I mean, the thief has broken in the house. He's already emptied out all the furniture. He's emptied out the safe. He's driven away with their car, taken their firstborn, kidnapped the daughter and the wife, and the guy's still sleeping in bed. Does he have to drag the guy out of bed? The burglar alarm has gone off. What more does it take? It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we got a caller, Dan in Houston. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Yeah, right. It's great to talk to you guys. Fantastic. What I was talking about, you know, how that they've killed people in airplane wrecks. I was in a VA hospital and got to meet Audie Murphy's brother. The Audie Murphy movie star in World War II, a hero. I guess somebody remembers who he is. And he was saying Audie Murphy He actually was murdered by the official government investigation. All the newspaper reports at the time said accident, plane crash, blah, blah, you know. And then but the investigation showed that the explosion was far in excess of what the fuel tanks could have caused, and there had to be a bomb, murder. And Audie Murphy was murdered. And then you know, Senator McDowell, the leader of the John Birch Society, was murdered. And then in Flight 800 over by shot down by a Russian airplane, he was undoubtedly murdered because that's irrefutably verifiable there. And then I was wondering about
who was on Flight 800?
You don't know. United States Senator McDowell.
Oh,
he was at the
Larry
time the president of the John Birch Society.
Yeah.
Oh, he was on
Larry
that
McDonald.
Plane.
Larry McDonald. He was a dentist, but he was the head of the John Birch Society, and he was really ruffling a lot of feathers. So his plane vanished.
Oh, yeah. It was shot down by a Russian airplane.
Yeah, they covered that up. Sure. I didn't know he was on that plane, though. I wouldn't put it past them to take a whole plane down just to get one person. They did that with Wellstone's plane. You know, there's all kinds of evidence that has emerged now that that thing was staged, and they took out his whole family, his wife's kids, the pilot. I think there's a couple other people on there, too, friends.
Well, McDowell, Flight 800, it was called Flight 007. For a joke, you know, that was officially not the flight thing, 007 it was called. And flew from Alaska to North Korea. And that was shot down by a Russian airliner. And the pilot even said, the airliner was killed, even said they could see the pilot's face to face. And the pilot didn't want to shoot him down, but they ordered him to anyway. And I just had to listen to the news that day, this everyday, you know, radio news. And they announced the plane was shot down, but nobody of any significance was on the plane. And then it turns out later, United States Senator was on the plane. And so I'm calling you forward to say that it is so, our traitor thugs, murderers, so well control our everyday lives and news media information that they plan to have everybody convinced nobody important was on it. It was just an accident the day they did it. They didn't. And they were trying to cover it up. This and it happened. I mean, that's how organized they are. Because there was a U.S. Senator on the plane. They went to extremes to announce that day that nobody of importance was on the plane. It was an accident. Just to cover up that McDowell was on the plane. And then the newspaper covered up that Audie Murphy was murdered. And he was somewhat ticked off at the Jews in Hollywood, how they basically were just running. He was trying to help veterans who World War II were disabled and stuff, you know? And
mm-hmm.
And a couple other people. I just wonder if we were – and John Tower was killed in an airplane. He was somewhat anti-Yankee, I put it blunt, which means he was basically anti-Catholic, even though he was raised Catholic. He got sick of the crap.
There was Congressman Brown, too, or Senator Brown, under Clinton there. He was popped off in another
plane. Oh, Ron Brown was a very famous case because they put on the plane. Ron Brown said, "I'm not going down alone." So they put on a plane with 65 American business leaders, and the plane went down.
Yeah,
so he didn't go down alone.
I just wonder but what about Will Rogers? Will Rogers was definitely anti having the Jews control our way of life, and he was killed in an airplane because there's no way back in those days. But you think any oddball chance Will Rogers was murdered by the Jews also? Or I should say Zionists, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, the Wiley Post plane with Will Rogers was shot down.
You think he was murdered with an accident?
No, that was part of the Alaska defense program. They wanted to proceed with the rearming of Alaska. We didn't have hardly any military forces in Alaska at that time, and the Wiley Post Will Rogers plane was shot down to alert people to the fact that we had to have more military operations in Alaska.
Well, it is. Officially, it was an accident. Officially, it was ruled an accident, not murder. Is that correct?
Well, they always have to shoot down the plane.
Yes, sir. Well, can I ask your opinion of Ronald Reagan? He was one time called Red Ron because he was a member of the Communist Party.
Oh, he was known all over Hollywood as Red Ronnie because he was a well-known communist leader. And his wife, Nancy, was a very active communist.
Is that... documented anywhere?
I'll tell you what, Dan, hold that thought. We got to go to a quick break. We'll be right back.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hey guys, welcome back to True Threats Radio. We've got Dan on the line in Texas. Before I go back to him, though, I just wanted to ask you a question, Mr. Mullins. Isn't it frustrating when for years and years, in your case, you know, past four, five decades, six decades, you've been studying this stuff, you've been watching it unfold firsthand, you know about the goings-on behind the scenes, how rigged it is, what a complete scam the whole thing is from the word go, and yet there's still people out there who are, you know, pointing a laughing finger saying, oh, you're such a crazy conspiracy nut, there's no conspiracy. That's all this is one big massive fraudulent conspiracy. It's frustrating, isn't it?
Well, it's not really frustrating because it becomes more interesting as you go along.
To see that there are still people that are apathetic and totally mindlessly unquestioning, although I must say they're shrinking in number. People have become a lot more aware in recent years that this government is and has been corrupt for a long time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and they're part of the war machine.
Yeah. They're getting so aggressive now and pushing so blatantly forward with this. And, of course, the way that they're trying to get laws now, hate crime laws, to shut you up so you don't protest Israel's role in Washington, when everybody can clearly see by now, it's got to be brain dead not to see it, that they are, in fact, controlling everything. Even the pages of their own papers, Jerusalem Post and Haaretz, have stated emphatically that Israel isn't interested in peace in the Middle East and that they have been primarily instrumental in pushing Washington into Iraq and now pushing us into Iran. Their own papers attest to this. So, I mean, how can anybody deny this anymore? Anyway, Dan, I guess you had a couple more questions about some mysterious deaths for our guest.
Yeah, gosh, yeah. Had at least two questions. First, did you have a website? Did your guest have a website?
Yeah, Eustace, do you have a website?
No, I don't have a website at the present time. I'm just sending my books through the mail.
Yeah, how do people get your books? I know, I guess they're no longer available through, used to be Liberty Lobby, but I guess they're not around anymore, right?
No, they're still lobby. They're still there, but they're not handling my books for several years.
So you want to give your address how people can get your books?
Yes. They can order the books from the Christian home at Sturtstraff, Virginia. Sturtstraff, Virginia, zip code 24477.
Is there a street address, a post office box?
No, it's just the Christian home.
That will get it there, just putting Christian home?
Oh, yes.
Okay. How do you spell the town?
The Christian home at Sturtstraff, Virginia.
Yeah, that town, I'm not...
477.
Yeah, can you spell the town? Do you know how to... I've never heard of that town.
Oh, Sturtstraff is like a Jeb Stuart, the Confederate general, and draft, like, as in draft beer.
I got you. Stuart Draft. I got you. Okay. And that's all that's needed, folks. Okay, you can send for information there.
Oh, yeah.
Send you a list, and you can get his books there. Was there something else, Dan?
Yeah, how do you spell Stuart again? I'm sorry.
Stuart Draft. Stuart, Draft.
Yeah, Stuart Draft, Virginia.
Got it, okay. Well, I can ask about the House Armed Activities Committee. If you get their records, would they show that how he was called Red Ron and his wife was a communist also, and all that? I guess I'm asking two questions. What do you have to say with the House of American Tubes Committee, which was, of course, shut down by the Jews? And then where could I find a verification of the Red Ron was called Red Ron? And then what books do you have? What are your books?
Well, that was commonplace. The name Red Ron was commonplace when he started out in politics, but they gradually dropped that off.
And he worked for... the Hearst newspaper thing, didn't he? Newspaper reporter?
Yeah, he was helped by Hearst because Hearst was always looking around. Hearst also invented the success of Billy Graham as a great missionary. Hearst would get by on anybody who was doing what he wanted him to do.
And Hearst was a big shot Catholic, right?
Yeah, he had a tremendous amount of influence. He could make or break anybody.
And he was a Catholic. Was he not a Catholic?
I don't know whether he was a Catholic or not. I think Hearst was originally a Jewish name, H-I-R-S-C-H.
Hmm. Well, Billy Graham definitely had some interesting beginnings, huh?
Oh, he really did. He was a total nobody. And all of a sudden, Hearst made him a worldwide phenomenon.
Well, that's like Jimmy Carter. You know, Jimmy Carter, overnight, boom, he's a household name. He befriended the right people.
Oh, yes, he became advisor to presidents. He was welcome at the White House with Richard Nixon, and every president had to have Billy Graham at his side.
I'd like to mention it. I've had some preachers in my family, Protestant preachers, Nazarene Methodists, and they've remarked how Billy Graham, actually, they think was about the biggest crook you ever found in the earth. All the enormous amounts of money he took in, but he never spent a penny on any charity. Nobody knows where his money went. He spent nothing for the Christian movement.
Yeah, some people think that he became corrupt as the years went on, but if he had that kind of beginning, he had to be corrupt from the start. I'm going to go to another break. I guess, Dan, did you want to hang on? Or?
Yeah, you don't mind, yeah.
Okay, sure. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
What it's done to me, lose the love I knew, safely leave.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We'll go back to Dave in 1 minute in Texas. I guess he had another question or two, but I just wanted to ask our guest, Eustace Mullins, what do you think of Jimmy Carter? I find him to be quite the enigma because here was someone who obviously early on befriended the establishment, you know, specifically David Rockefeller. Also, obviously, a close friend of Zbigniew Brzezinski, a man of a most dubious reputation. Yet, here he is now speaking out so loudly against the government of Israel, calling it apartheid, what they're doing to the Palestinians. He's absolutely right. And he's getting a lot of flack in the media for it. You know, is this part of their shill game? Or has the man turned over a new leaf? What do you
think
of that?
Well, I don't think anybody's turned around. Who were you asking about?
Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter is two-faced as they come.
It's very strange.
He's hard for some of the strangest dictatorships of like Billy Graham.
Yeah. I mean, it's very bizarre. I mean, is he against Israel or is he for Israel? Is he just playing the part of one who's opposed to Israel? Because he's been very outspoken.
Jimmy Carter's called in whenever they want to bolster any particular program. And Jimmy Carter doesn't know what it is, but he'll be for it anyway, as long as he can get his name in the paper and sell some more books.
I guess so. Oh, it's just crazy. All right, I guess we have another. Dan, are you still there in Texas? We got another caller here.
Yes, sir. Please let me ask you about, is the John Birch Society today corrupt, or you think? I mean, I know it's been infiltrated because we've had a big split. The John Birch Society, which I love the members of, and I go to meetings with my wife, and we enjoy making great friends. But we have no doubt that they actually had an official split just recently, fighting over the money, of course, and then part of their property. But they also had a website until just recently where members could have a chat room and talk to each other. They shut down that chat box. They don't want us talking to each other. So I mean, that shows how they've been taken over by the enemy, which, of course, was just John Jewel Welch who started to. But I guess the John Birch Society was started by the enemies of what it stands for. Was it started by an honest guy or a bad guy? Was John Welch a crook or not?
Oh, well, the John Birch Society was started to fill a need. It was a very pressing need because all the foundations in the United States had been exposed as openly communist front organizations. The Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, they were all 100% communist. So the John Birch Society was invented to say this is going to be an anti-communist foundation. And so Nelson Rockefeller, whose father was the leading communist in the United States, Nelson Rockefeller came out with this new John Birch Society, which had be anti-communist. And, of course, it was very fake from the beginning. I knew a number of people who were present at the formation of the John Birch Society in New York City. And the Rockefellers bought the Welch Candy Company so that Robert Welch could be devoted his time to being head of the John Birch Society. And that was just a shadow operation.
Yeah, this is the game they play. They play both sides.
Oh, yes, they have to control all sides.
Yeah, and so they don't care. They really don't care, guys.
They can be a very dedicated communist or a very dedicated anti-communist, whatever the program calls for.
I got to talk to a communist once from Romania at a gun show, and I was at a John Birch Society booth, and he was just he was raised in that country. He told me that what the John Birch Society is the communist pantheon of the world is in two different methods. And the method in Russia was with murder and war, but the method in the United States is peaceful at first because get John Birch Society to find out who they have to get rid of, and when they're ready, they'll just knock us off. The John Birch Society members who have any clout, you know, and they get rid of us. This murderous. I'm not having any clout on me, but you know, big like Senator McDowell, just get rid of them and prevent the movement from growing with dedicated citizens having any power in the country.
The John Birch Society is like any other. You're going to have your infiltrators anyway. Anytime you stand up against these scoundrels, they're going to try to infiltrate you. If you get any kind of organization going, but that doesn't mean that everything they produce is junk. You know, I first woke up to the dangers of the UN through their New American publication. You know, they got a lot of good stuff on there that exposes it. So in spite of...
Their summer camps are really weird. So there's some very strange people there that are messing with the kids. But
I wouldn't get involved with that. But, you know, I mean, just as far as their books they produce, they've got some good stuff, videos. Anyway, Dan, was there anything else? Because I wanted to get to Bob in D.C.
Well, real quick, I think you're wrong about the summer camps for kids. The kids love them. My son thought it was better than Bible Vacation School or better than the YMCA or Boy Scouts. Overall, the kids love their summer camps, even though they seem to have some very one or two strange guys in them sometimes.
Well, you're going to find those everywhere, unfortunately.
Yeah, okay.
All right, Dan, thanks for your call. We're going to go to Bob in D.C. You there, Bob?
Yes, hello, Charlie and Eustace. How are you? Hello?
You might not have heard you.
Hello, Eustace. Hello? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, Mr. Mullins, he was asking how you're doing. Did you have a question for him?
Well, I've got two or three things. Number one, I have a blog spot that Eustace knows about that is just informational that has some of his books on it, and I have to update the address. And I'm going to put it as Eustace Mullins, then Stewart's Draft Christian Home.
Yeah, that's right.
And then there's also a street address, confirm it please, 104 Patton Farm Road, that's P-A-T-T-O-N.
Yeah, that'll reach me too.
Okay, now do you or do you not want me to put the room number in?
Oh, the room number is 101.
Okay, so I will put that in. And that's Stewart's Draft, 24477. Very good. One other thing, Charlie and Eustace. People should know that Eustace does not have a typewriter now, and his computer is not operating in a manner that he can use it. Now, he uses an IBM Selectric. So anyone out there that has an IBM Selectric, he could really use one. And the ones that he's got are not operable at this point in time. Is that correct, Eustace? That's the last time we talked.
Eustace, you having trouble with your computer system? You need a new computer? Or?
Oh, yeah, I do have trouble with it. But it's not IBM Selectric. It's a Dell.
Right. But if someone could find an IBM Selectric typewriter for you, would you use that?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah, because I know that's what you're accustomed to.
I had two IBM Selectrics. They were wonderful.
Yes, that's right.
In fact, I talked to you last week, Mr. Mullins. You mentioned you're working on another book, and I don't remember what the subject matter was now. It sounded interesting.
I'm doing my autobiography, which gives the inside story of Joe McCarthy and
that's right. It was about him. Yeah, because I remember we were talking about him.
Yeah, I'm very anxious to get that book out. A lot of people are waiting for it.
Autobiography on Joseph McCarthy. So, guys, you know, anybody listening out there, you want a worthy cause to help support, this is it right here. Mr. Mullins has written some great books. By the way, a last caller wanted a list of your books. I wanted to mention, I don't know if you've written any more than your trilogy there. I know you're most famously known for that.
I got 15 books in print.
Oh, 15? No kidding. Wow. The only three I know of, of course, is Murder by Injection, very good, History of the Medical Mafia.
Oh, yeah.
The World Order, it's about the New World Order, and then, of course, the Secrets of the Federal Reserve. What are some of the other ones you've written?
Oh, I have a textbook on American law, which is called The Rape of Justice, and that's been done a lot of good work.
Charlie?
Wow. Yeah.
Charlie, it's just an informational blog. There's no posting or anything, but it's eustacemullins.blogspot.com. And I'm updating the address. I had your nephew's name on there before, Eustace, but I will direct it directly to you at Stewart's Draft Christian Home now.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Well, my nephew's here in Stewart's Draft, too.
Yes, I know.
So anybody wants this information, you can just go to eustacemullinsblogspot.com and you can get the address to get the books. Great. And Eustace is spelled E-U-S-T-A-C-E, Eustace.
Eustace Mullins without any spaces, .blogspot. Right, that's it.
Right.
Okay,
and
Charlie.
Mullins is thanks for the call. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you, and be good, Eustace. Take care.
And Mullins, guys, is spelled M-U-L-L-I-N-S, EustaceMullinsBlogspot.com. And the correct address will be there, and you can go and get his books. I highly recommend them. Very good stuff. I've got a lot of important info out of them over the years. Mr. Mullins, can you think of some of the other books? And are they all available?
They're all currently in print, but some of them are in sort of short supply.
So what are some of the other ones you've written? I had no idea you had that many available.
Well, first I had the Federal Reserve book. Then I have The Curse of Canaan now also. The Curse of Canaan is a study of demonology and history.
Really?
Yeah. That's
so you talk about exorcisms and
complete history of the Freemasons and Arab and Babylon.
So you make that connection between Freemasonry and demonism.
Oh, yes. In the Bible and all in religious books.
Wow. I'd be very interested in reading that.
That's a very fascinating book. That was advertised on Pastor Peter's radio program for a long time, and it just completely sold out. I got a few copies left now.
Wow. That's really interesting. You know, somebody wanted me to ask you this. I don't know if we want to go too far down this road. You know, I don't want to get into maybe some past bitterness that you've had, but I had a Constance Cumby on a few weeks ago, which, you know, I enjoyed having her. She's very good. She was a good guest, and I've read her material. It's great stuff. But I guess you and her have had a pretty nasty falling out, I hear.
Who is that?
Constance Cumby. Somebody wanted me to ask you about her and, you know, what you your opinion was and what happened between you and her. And is that something you'd rather not go into? Or?
Oh, no. So I had a falling out with Elizabeth Dilling, and Elizabeth attacked me when I went to Chicago. But we never really had a falling out.
Oh, okay. It's not quite as bad in your estimation as... But anyway, so your other works, are they religious in nature as well, or political, or...?
Oh, they're all political. They all stem
well, that's
from
true,
my
yeah.
original work on the Federal Reserve, because the Federal Reserve opened up a whole can of worms, because they're all interconnected.
Well, yeah, I mean, the whole picture here, you know, this push for global domination, your world order, new world order, hinges on that. I mean, that's what's paying the bills. They've been exploiting us, parasiting off of us through the Federal Reserve and its accompanying income tax system to pay
well,
for this.
The House of Rothschild in 1838 invented the Pandora's box of modern history. They invented communism, fascism, Nazism, and Zionism.
Sure.
So all of the plagues of modern men come right out of Frankfurt, Germany, from the House of Rothschild.
That's why I laugh, you know, when people get into arguments about properly defining what is communism, what is socialism, and it doesn't matter. They're all created by the same people for the same purpose. They all lead to dictatorship. They're just titles. They're just names. They don't mean a thing. You know, follow the money. Who's pulling the strings?
Yeah, follow the money, because you can't have politics without money. You have to pay the people to work for you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking here. I'm logged into a chat forum called Pal Talk, and I'm looking at a question. Somebody wants me to ask you if a corrective selective 3 would work. Do you know what they're talking about?
That question?
Someone wants me to ask you if a corrective selective 3 would work.
Well, I don't think so, because elections function purely on money. Like Hillary Clinton has raised $50 million to declare war on Iran.
Yeah.
So, none of these people can do anything without money.
Right. In fact, she's every bit as much a neocon, really, as Bush is. I mean, her main supporter is Rupert Murdoch. You don't get more neocon than that.
Oh, Rupert Murdoch really calls the shots because he controls the news of the world right now. In fact, his stool pigeon, Bill O'Reilly, is supposed to be a great right-winger. In fact, he's just an apologist for the state of Israel.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, you just don't get into politics today, and you certainly don't stay in politics today unless you're playing ball with that little cabal there. I mean, they do, in fact, have the... Have you ever written anything on them specifically, like, you know, IPAC or the Israeli influence in Washington?
Big pun?
Have you written any books on that subject specifically, you know, Zionism and their influence in Washington?
Zionism?
Yeah. Do you have any books on that subject?
Oh, no, I don't have any. I have a book I wrote years ago called The New History of the Jews, which deals with the Christian presence.
And is that still available, or is that one out
No, that's out of print right now.
Oh, okay. It's astonishing, isn't it, the degree to which mainstream Christianity has fallen for this ploy, this Zionist thing. supporting them, even to the extent where they're, you know, mass murdering Palestinians, and there seems to be no aversion to that. It's crazy, isn't it? The way that, your Pat Robertson's, of course, Pat Robertson is a little scoundrel anyways, but so many well-meaning Christians have been led through these hucksters to lend support to this secular political state of Israel as though somehow God is behind it.
Well, it's the God of money. Pat Robertson, I went to college with Pat Robertson.
And, no.
Pat Robertson's father was the chairman
Congressman.
The Senate Banking and Currency Committee. He was in touch with all the Wall Street bankers.
Sure, sure. Yeah, he was a big name in Congress. Now, but you actually went to, so were you on a first-name basis with him? Did you know him that well?
Oh, with Pat, yeah, I was a college classmate of his.
No kidding. Hey, I wanted to hear some more about that. We got to go to
the
break.
He never had anybody, all his television program. But he actually wrote his own version of my book, The World Order, and published.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, we'll talk about that. We got to go to a quick break. Hold on to that thought. We'll be right back.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, we're back on Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got a few more minutes with our guest, Eustace Mullins. Yeah, before the break, we're talking about good old Pat Robertson and his book. Now, you want to talk about mixed messages here. We mentioned that with Jimmy Carter, two-faced, you know, playing both sides of the coin here. Well, we can say the same with Pat Robertson.
Because Pat Robertson boasted he gets in $5 million a week in contributions.
Wow.
And that is real money.
$5 million a week.
$5 million a week. That's what his income. He has an empire in Virginia Beach.
Oh, yeah.
In fact,
CBN.
He's back as the only employee in town.
$5 million. Well, you know, that's what Jesus used to collect, right? He had a big network of followers, and he used to rake in the bucks. He drove around in a gold-plated horse and buggy there, and it's unbelievable.
Some of his cohorts had to put a diamond-studded collar on the dog, you know.
Yeah. You know, but here's a guy who wrote what I used to think was a really good book. Well, it actually is a good book, but it doesn't mean he's a good person. But, you know, I, in my more gullible years, was a fan of Pat Robertson because he wrote that New World Order book, which exposed the whole thing, talked about Daddy Bush, which now, of course, I know that he was still is a very close friend of Daddy Bush. Yet in his book, he's exposing Daddy Bush as one of the big players in the New World Order, which he is.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, what's that?
Oh, that's absolutely true.
Yeah. I mean, he actually grew up next door, on the same street anyway, as Daddy Bush. They were childhood friends, you know, from way back. So for him to be exposing George Bush's role in the New World Order, and now finding out he himself is playing a major role in it, his book is a whole lot of wind, isn't it? I mean, it's still a good book.
You're dealing with a comparatively small number of people.
Yeah, it's still a good book. You know, it does expose the whole fiasco, the whole conspiracy. It talks about the Rockefellers, talks about the central banking system, the Federal Reserve, the income tax on it. Well, actually, not so much the income tax, but yet all the while, once again, as is so true to form for these globalist supporters, you know, he's actually part of it. It's amazing. They act like they're opposed to the very thing that, and you know, in doing that, it's fooled a lot of people because people rally behind him and thinking that in supporting him, they're going to be fighting against this evil system, not realizing he's pulling them aboard. So, you know, folks, if you've been a backer, a supporter of Pat Robertson, I got some sad news for you. You're on the wrong side. And, of course, you can say the same thing about Billy Graham and a whole lot of other televangelists. I'm sure you're aware, Mr. Mullins, a lot of these televangelists actually are 33rd degree Masons. Isn't that astonishing, you know, that you have these Christian leaders that not only belong to Freemasonry, but are high-ranking members. What's his name, the Crystal Cathedral there? Schuller, Robert Schuller, big-time Mason.
Well, they find willing agents to do their work for them.
Yeah. It's just so unfortunate that so many otherwise, you know, sincere and well-meaning Christians are being led down the wrong path. Unfortunately, that's all the time we got on the show for today. I want to thank you for coming on, Mr. Mullins. It's been a very interesting interview, and I hope people are going to go to the website there and get the information and order your books.
Oh, very good.
EustaceMullinsBlogspot.com, guys. Thanks again. We'll catch you tomorrow, folks. Have a good day.
It's true.